talked about coming off this big win, face another division rival on Monday night. This has a little extra to it this week.
Yeah, I think that it's almost ever since that Raiders game that every game has been the biggest game of the year. This is the biggest game of the year, and I think that is we're in a good situation. The fact that we had a bad first start to the season, and then we're still in the hunt. So it's a little added pressure, but it makes it a little bit more fun.
Right, heightened sense of urgency.
Right.
The second half.
Yeah, I think the heightened sense of urgency doesn't necessarily mean we're pressing, we're stressing out. It's just I think we're taking a little bit more of a relaxed approach as a team, and we're just kind of letting the game come to us, and we're coming out and doing the things that we do best, and that really helped us in the Chiefs game.
To be coming off a game like last Sunday, there's got to be a confidence improvement in this team. I mean, you thought you guys could do it. You did it. Now you've got another AFC West opponent. Going into this game, what's the attitude like?
I don't know. I think, it's just another game. Like I was saying, it's obviously a very important game, and it's a Monday Night Football game, and it's a big deal. But I think I would like to say that I've learned my lesson in the sense that not putting too much pressure on these games, and just going out and letting and just playing, and let us let the players play, and put coach in a good situation, and not hurt ourselves with penalties. Put him in a good, let him get in a rhythm, and let him call the game like he wants to call it, as opposed to playing harder than we need to play and committing penalties and just trying to do too much as players.
So talk is talk. I mean, it comes down to
it's just playing. Exactly.
Everybody agrees you get off to a good start. That's really a big help to everybody, both units.
Right. I mean, and you look at the teams that do start fast. They're more successful than the teams that start slow.
Josh was talking about how he scripted plays on Sunday. Obviously, it paid off. Are you a player that you like knowing and having a script coming out of the gates? Doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter to me. I trust that he's going to call the right play. And I think that a lot of times that script, there's a lot of plays on there. And you want to call them in order, but it's rare that they happen in order. And Chiefs was a rare game. Everything was just clicking. And sometimes those plays get called out of order, but they get called. But trust me, he has a script. But if things start going really, it's a loose script. If things start going really good, he's going to get off that script and start calling some extra stuff. Or if things aren't going good, he's going to get back to some of the basic stuff.
Monday night. Your impressions of playing on Monday night? I like it.
Love it. Love playing on Monday night. It's nothing. There's not a probably Thanksgiving game. It's probably the regular season game that's more important than having a Monday night game. And we're fortunate to have one this year, and it's our only opportunity to play on Monday night. So we got to make the most of it.
And it seems like circumstance has it that it comes at a critical point in the season, mm-hmm. against a critical opponent on their turf.
Exactly. Oh yeah, it's going to be a big time game. Emotionally, it was an emotional game last year, emotionally charged up game. So this time of the year, how close our division is, and being on Monday Night Football and being on the road, it's going to make a very exciting game.
Brandon, they seem overall to be a chatty bunch on defense. You like that? You relish that? Or do you just keep, shut it out and ignore it?
I mean, that's just the way defensive players are. They like to use the psychological edge and get that advantage on the offense. But the offense, you have to stay on an even keel. It's just one level. Defensive guys are just emotional out there, and make a big play, you get a big play hit on them, but they still have to keep their confidence up. And so they usually use that chatter to keep that up.